How We Made Your Mother is a rewatch podcast that looks back episode by episode at the hit TV show How I Met Your Mother. It's hosted by me, Josh Radner, along with series co-creator and my friend Craig Thomas.
Follow How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Andy, is this the type of night where you almost just tip the cap to an amazing performance from an individual player over there?
Yeah, impressive and annoying, both of those things. Yeah, he's really good. Put two good swings on, started the game off, and there's probably enough superlatives already thrown at the robbed home run, so it's impressive.
We've talked a little bit about A.J. Ewing struggling a little bit lately, the three strikeouts today. What, in general, are you seeing from his at-bats right now, especially as the strikeout rates are going up, what we're not used to seeing with him?
Yeah, I think the best version of him has tremendous plate discipline. It's what everybody highlighted when he arrived here. It's what served him so well through the minor leagues. I think you see it often, not just in young players, but veteran players. Like, you don't become immune to this after you play in this league for a long time. You don't get a few hits. I think classically slumps, he hit some balls really hard. 102 to the track the other day, 101 right at the second baseman. And then you feel like you need to make something happen, and so you end up out of the strike zone more than you normally are. It's kind of classic in baseball. Everybody goes through it. It's his first time going through it at the major league level. Confident he'll come out the other side of it. He worked really hard to create that 3-2 count in that last at-bat. He's going to want that last pitch back. Part of this game is ability to control heartbeat in big situations, and he has that ability. He's learning that as well to do it consistently.
Tim.
When it is a young player going through that and going through it for the first time at the major league level, how differently do you approach it than when it's a veteran?
Yeah, I think he knows he's coming out the other side of this stretch. I've connected with him enough through the years and then enough in the last few days to have confidence he'll be on the other side of this. His ability to shrink his strike zone down, control his strike zone, swing at the pitches he can handle. He does that consistently. He's going to be great. He has a ton of talent.
Bill?
Outside of the Tatis homers, how was Thornton?
Felt gritty today. I encouraged one thing in particular. The curveball was the first time it featured somewhat prominently in the big leagues. I've seen it enough in the minor leagues and really liked the pitch for a depth offering, because a lot of what he does ends up bearing in on hitters. It gives some kind of a more of a south option, and he got some swings over top of that. That being a part of his arsenal really opens things up even further. So encouraged by that, I think he left a couple four seams over the plate to Tatis that he'd want back, and the rest of the outing felt pretty gritty.
You've known Tatis since his rookie year. How much has he changed from then to now?
I saw games that make your jaw drop his rookie year. Things he did, check his numbers as a rookie. He only got half a season in because he had an issue with his back and had a hamstring issue. But when he was on the field, he was electric. Special kid to have had the opportunity to see at the start of his career.
Peter?
With Thornton, how difficult is it for a young pitcher, obviously, to give up a home run on the very first pitch of the game and then settle in and throw five? Like, do you take anything from that specifically?
Yeah, I think that is just expected from him, because that's who he is. That I don't think that fazed him at all. Certainly would want it back if you gave him a chance to have it back. But I think you saw right after that, he was right after the next three hitters and completely fine. Yeah, I don't think that really impacts him. I do think it impacts some guys, but we've seen him in Philly. He gave up three missiles to start the game and then dominated the rest of the game. He has an uncanny ability to not let one or two things affect the rest of his outing.
The podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses.
It is not hard to destroy a college.
It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.